The tallest structure in Alaska will be demolished sometime this week, although Coast Guard officials won't say exactly when. The Loran Tower at Port Clarence stands at 1,350 feet and is the tallest tower of its kind in the country. It's more than double the height of the Seattle Space Needle. From KNOM in Nome, Lorelei Kanin has more.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Sarah Francis says the Coast Guard, along with the Army Corps of Engineers, will take the Loran Tower down with explosives later this week. The Coast Guard established a 2-mile safety zone on Sunday to ensure boaters or travelers will not be harmed during the controlled explosion.
And due to its condition and without funding for repairs, it's an ever-increasing risk, so it's going to be removed. In addition to that, once the Loran station is completely uninhabited, it won't have power anymore. Therefore, we can't power a light at the top. So it's our duty to remove it to make sure it's not an obstruction or danger to aviators in the area.
And there's another factor the demolition crew takes into account: muskox. Bering Air's chief pilot Ben Rowe says a helicopter pilot will take a Robinson R-44 to the site on demolition day.
There's a group of muskox that have been hanging out at the end of the beach there by Port Clarence, and our job will just be to get them out of the way so that they're clear when the tower comes down. We just get behind them and low, and muskox are pretty responsive, and they'll just walk on down the beach and out of the way.
The Coast Guard has operated more than 20 Loran stations throughout the country that provided a land-based navigation system for aircraft and mariners. Due to budget cuts directed from Congress and the age of the system, the Loran station will no longer be used. Officer Francis says most people use GPS units anyway, and 6 stations are bound by international agreements that are still broadcasting their international signal. Port Clarence is not one of them.
It'll be a cost savings for the Coast Guard not to have to operate the stations or the signals, paying things like electric bills and gas bills, especially in some of these remote areas where those utility bills can be very high.
Francis says the personnel stationed at Port Clarence will be rotated to other units. The Coast Guard is now taking steps to what Francis called harden the site, removing equipment that doesn't need to be there, and turn off all signals. The site has been in operation for more than 50 years, built in 1961.
It's kind of sad to see this piece of history go away, but we hope to continue to serve the American public to the best of our abilities.
Port Clarence is located about 80 miles northwest of Nome. With demolition of the Loran Tower scheduled for later this week, the largest structure in Alaska will be a broadcast tower in Kinnick outside of Anchorage that stands at 808 feet, 542 feet shorter than the Loran. Reporting in Nome, I'm Lorelei Kanin.